Hi, everybody.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. It's Kia Baker, the queen of the clarion call. Prophetess Kia Baker. And today is a beautiful day. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice. Today is Independence Day, the 4th of July. So happy 4th of July to everyone out there. Be safe with the fireworks today. I want everybody to know that. Be safe, because today can be very dangerous. But I thank God for today and what God is doing in all of our lives in 2020. And today is just a beautiful day. Today here on the Clarion Call, my guest will be Whitney Littlejudge. She is a business owner. She has been my friend. She is my sister in Christ. And I love her. And I'm going to interview her today. And we're going to talk about what we were in the world, as Ashley and I did, but different things, how God brought us out, being a mom, multiple streams of income. We're going to talk about girl talk. And today is going to be a good day. And I'm excited. Whitney, if you're there, you can come on in if she's on there. It's Whitney in the queue. Okay, so Whitney hasn't joined in yet. Whitney, are you on there? Okay, so Whitney's not on yet. So anyway, what I want to talk about with everybody until my guest comes in the room is how good God has been in my life and what God is doing, I believe, in a lot of people's lives right now. We talk about the wealth transfer. We talk about different things going on. We talk about family on here. We just talk about how good God has been in every area. And I want to say to you guys, no matter what you go through, trust God. Trust God when you can't trace him. And I want to say also to people, when sometimes when people aren't talking, that doesn't mean they're going through. That means they're getting through. That means they're fine, because if God brings you to it, he'll bring you through it. And I want to encourage someone today to know that God is in total control. If someone leaves your life, let them go, because God has another plan. If everything crashes in on you, that means God, where he's taking you, he's about to launch you. And I want to say that for encouragement for someone today who may be going through some things, who may be feeling betrayed, who may be feeling like the wolves are closing in. I just came by the third notice that when the wolves close in, the lions and the eagles see clear and they hunt. And God is in total control. I want to say that to someone. Whitney, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Whitney.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning, guys. I want to tell you a little bit, first of all. Man, we go back years, and we're still PYTs, which is a pretty young thing, as Michael Jackson called it. And so we're young. We're young. We're entrepreneurs. Before we had a relationship with God growing up, but before we really surrendered, we went through trial and tribulation and different things. And Whitney, I just want to let you touch base on your life a little bit. And we're going to have girl talk on here today. That's what we're doing. We're having girl talk. And I want to talk about our life. I want to talk about, I want to talk about our life. I want to talk about girl talk. I want to talk about us being mothers. I want to talk about girls talk. I want to talk about us being mothers. And I want to talk about you being a business owner. I want to talk about what God has brought us from. Do you want to just touch base on your life before, first of all? I want to talk about it growing up, before we became in the world, like really doing what we wanted, because we didn't have to. We had a choice. You want to touch base on it?
What exactly would you like me to touch base on first? I am.
But, because, Whitney, what I know about you, you wasn't in the streets like we was. You grew up, like, sheltered, okay? I would say spoiled a little bit,
yes.
Okay? And what happened? Like, because, you know, we first of all, y'all know we talked about where God brought us from, because we want to encourage somebody that God
yes.
can do it for any one of you. And we're just going to go through the phases of it and just summarize it, you know, like, how was your life growing up?
Well, I was brought up in the church. My mother, she is a very church-going lady. So I was brought up in the church. And my grandma also, she's a very church-going lady. So I probably went to church 4 times a week. It was like that. So I've always had a relationship with God because I was brought up in a church. As time went by, as I got older, you know, I made some choices and I started hanging with some people, and I guess I got more into the world, so to speak. And so, I say probably once I graduated from high school, that's when I mostly got into the world a little more and got into the streets. But I can say that my mother, she covered me. She prayed over me.
Hallelujah.
When I was doing what I was doing in the streets, and I God covered me as well, because I was just out here doing things that I had no business doing. So fast forward to, you know, I went to jail a couple of times, and you know, I even went to jail when I first had my son. In 2013, I went to jail. I had to go, and my son was 6 weeks old when I went to jail. And then after that, I had another son 5 years later. I went to jail again while he was 2 months old. And I did, you know, about 3 months then. And so... And my mom, I always had a great support system, and and then, you know, I've always had a relationship with God. So, almost a year ago, it's not quite a year yet, but you know, I had a battle with God, and I kept asking Him to remove and to reveal and to just deliver me from being of the world, from doing the things that I was doing of the world. And even when I went to jail, I cried and I prayed and I said, "Lord, I won't do this no more," and everything like that. And yet, still, when I got out, I still did the same thing. And so,
let me say this to you, Whitney. Well, what I know about it, and we just having girl talk today, because the reason, guys, sometimes when I get people on here, I let them share their testimony, is because I know that it's possible for you. Because Romans 8:28 says, "For we know all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord, who are called according to his purpose." So that means God gives us free will. He created us in the image of his likeness, which means characteristics and functionality. We can choose our own path, but if we call on God's name, even when we dug a ditch for ourselves, he'll step over in it and he'll pull us out of it. And that's the kind of God we serve. When everybody turned their back on us, when they put their mouth on us, when they count us out and they don't know how we cry, they don't know how we battle, they don't know how we desire to get up, and we done got stuck in something that we walked into ourselves. But because God is so graceful, because his mercy, his grace is sufficient, when people leave us, God does not leave us. And that's what I love about God. When everybody says, "No, you used to be," God says, "No, but this is where you're going. And I needed that path. I needed that pain. I knew what to hit you and to break you. And I needed you broken so I could solidify you on the foundation of the rock of Jesus Christ. I needed you burnt. I needed them to turn their back on you. I needed them to rob you. I needed them to steal from you. Because when I do it for you, won't nobody get the glory out of it but me. And when I do it for you, eyes have not seen, nor ears have heard, neither have they entered into the heart of man, the things that I have for you." And I'm going to say this before I ask you another question, because you got me stirred up. I mean, you have a very powerful anointing over you. I mean, because it's like fire. And when I feel that charge, iron sharpens iron. And you know that's what the text says. That's what the Bible says. And when I feel that charge in my spirit, and you've been my sister, we done been through ups and downs, and I love you. But what I really love about you is that I know your heart. And a lot of people don't get to see it, because when we've been hurt, we cover our heart up. So sometimes we come out rude, and you know me as your sister, I be saying, we can say humble, but really I know you humble. I just know that sometimes we be like, hold up, you get back, you know, because of what we've been through, because there have been people along the way that the demonic spirits, because we wrestle not with flesh and blood, that they have tried to use against us for betrayal, for different things, for deceit. However, what I do know was, we needed it. Wherever God is taking us, wherever our purpose lies, our destiny, the devil can't do anything to us without permission from God. And I say the devil because our enemy is not flesh and blood. So whatever God is going to do, to any of you guys who are listening, to you, angel protection is your portion. But if God let it enter your gate, he has a plan bigger than that plan. So the Bible says, whatsoever man thinks, so is he. Your perception has to become your reality. If you see yourself doomed, then you won't get up. But if you see yourself as a saying, okay, well, all of them betray me, all of them spirits, oh, man, that's a platform. That's a mountain that I must climb upon because now God is about to catapult me. He's going to make a table before me in the presence of my enemies. And all of y'all my enemies, man, God must really have something in store for me. And that's what I want to talk right. about today. And Whitney, you know I got you on this show today, and I love you on this Independence Day. And that's significant. And I want you to remember this day. Prophetically independent. What I want you to understand is where God is taking you, he'll hold your hand. To anybody who's listening today, prophetically, where God is taking you, he's going to catapult you. He's going to launch it. He's going to give the blueprint. He's going to give the design. He's going to place the hedge of protection. Anything in the design, in the blueprint, that should not be, because his will is perfect and his plan is perfect. He'll remove it, and don't you fight it, because you're going to be out of the will of God. Let it happen. If it hurts you, let it happen. You get what I'm saying? It hurt Jesus. And he said, Abba, Father, must this cup pass from me. Not my will, but your will be done. And then it said God sent an angel to strengthen him. And so we all going to go through some things, but God knows when to send the angels to strengthen us. And Whitney, I want to talk to you. What recently have you went through that made you say, or in your life, because, you know, there are different intervals in your life where you got to go back to the cave, that darkness where God break you again. What are the times in your life that were more significant where you really cried out for God?
I'm sorry, hello.
Okay, while Whitney's doing that, I just want to tell everybody that I'm asking Whitney this question because it's going to help somebody. I feel it's heavy in my spirit under the prophetic. And y'all know when I interview people, I don't write it down. I just ask questions. I ask questions under the prophetic because I know somebody's listening and it'll save their life. I'm listening when God used me. It's like sometimes he takes me out of myself and I'm listening back. Are you ready, Whitney?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So what are some times in your life where you felt like you just needed God? It was a changing moment where God took you to another level, and you just had to have him, and nobody couldn't do you like Jesus.
Well, November the 22nd, 2019, I was in a car accident, and I almost lost my life.
Jesus. It's okay with you.
So in this car accident, I had a concussion. They had to cut me out of the vehicle. I fractured my hip. I broke my pelvic bone. I had severely internal bleeding. I broke my neck. I bruised my lung. They had to do stomach surgery on me, neck surgery, pelvic surgery, hip surgery. So I went through all these surgeries, and this was just the most time in my life that I had to call on God, because no one else to understand what I was going through or what I was feeling. And it's something tragic that happened to me, but it was necessary.
My God.
Because
hallelujah.
He set me down. And I was in the hospital for 3 months. So I left the hospital. I went to rehab for another month. I couldn't walk. I was in a wheelchair. I had a neck brace on for about almost 6 months. I had a neck brace on. I was in a wheelchair for almost 6 months. I couldn't walk. And I'm still going through therapy right now as we speak. But God just, he humbled me, and he took me to a dark place where I just cried to him, and he spoke to me, and he whispered to me that this was necessary.
Oh, Jesus.
And I cried to him. I cried to him. And I cried because this was the most painful experience that I've ever been through. And I wanted to come home to my kids. But the thing about it is, the great thing about it is, it was a blessing. It was a blessing because he removed so many things and people in my life that was void. Their time was up.
Yes, God. Yes, God.
And he just created me new. Like he renewed me.
Yes, God.
To where I didn't. I no longer desired the things that I did before.
Yes, God.
And I think it's nothing that I would want anyone to go through, but I just thank God for it because
yes,
he chose me. He chose me to cover me, to protect me.
Yes, God.
To keep me here because I just break down so many times where I hear that the same thing that happens to other people, and I hear that someone got in a car accident and they lost their life because it could have been me. But he chose to keep me because I still have a purpose, and I'm still here to give a testimony, to speak to the world,
yes,
and to anyone that's going through anything that what God is capable of doing in your life. And I'm so thankful
God.
For him. I'm so thankful that he chose me. He chose to keep me. And in spite of all the things that I've been through, all the things that I've done, he chose to keep me.
Yes, hallelujah. Yes,
and
God.
I'm forever thankful. I'm forever thankful. But the things that I went through, and I cried many nights, and I called on him many nights, and I cried myself to sleep talking to him. Speaking to him, listening to him, being still, because I never was still. I never was still to sit and listen to what God wanted me to do and what was my purpose.
My God, and Whitney, you know what I love about your testimony? What I was listening to you when you were telling your testimony, and you said, I broke my neck. Let me tell you what, as a prophetess, I hear behind the hearing, and it talks about that in Hebrew in the Bible, I hear in the spiritual realm. What you did was, let me tell you what I know in carnality to everybody who's listening. First of all, she was a passenger in the car, and a drunk driver hit the car, and so let's
right.
talk about it. What she did when she did that was she snatched a weapon out of the enemy's hand. She said, I did this to me. What she is saying is, I am allowed it. She's saying, Satan, I give you nothing because this don't turn out for my good. She said, Romans 8:28. She said, Job 13:15, though he slay me, yet will I trust in him. Surely I will defend myself to his face, and this will turn out for my deliverance. She told the devil that what you meant for bad, that God turned it around. She told Satan that you didn't do nothing to me. I did it, which is a representation of Yah, which is a representation of Yeshua, which is a representation of Yahweh, which is a representation of God is in total control, which is a representation of you can't do nothing to me without permission from my Father. And I won't give you nothing out of this one. This one is backed by the heavens because he said if he bring me to it, he'll bring me through it. So his plan is bigger than any plan that you may have, any satanic attack, any witchcraft, anybody speaking against my life. It don't matter what you do. It don't matter about your betrayal, how you throw me down, how you spit on my name, because every time you stuck me into dirt, you didn't know I was seed, baby. When you put me in darkness, I come up. That's what seed does. It don't matter how you break it. The worst thing you can do is break somebody that's seed, because when you hurt them and they get broken, That seed got to be put under pressure to break open. And once it's in that darkness, which is a representation of the soil, once it got the pressure on it, it breaks open. And the seed has everything in it that it needs to become a tree to bear fruit. It just needs to be in the right environment. And sometimes because we have our own plan and people we think they're supposed to go with us, God got to break us. He got to break us depending on the level he's taking us to. Sometimes he'll strip you from everybody connected to you for you to become, because they was never part of design, because their motives could have been wrong. Something wicked in their heart could have been wrong. So God said he don't mix new wine with old wineskin. So he may have to cut it at the roots and build it again and build it again. And that's what I love about God, because in my life, when you knew when I got hit by that 18-wheeler when I was in Philly. I was working in Sweetsboro, New Jersey. It was awful. It was one of the worst, because after I had Journey, I almost had two strokes, and a lot of people don't know that. After I had Journey, I almost had two strokes, and it was awful. That was really bad, because I couldn't be by myself with my daughter for 3 months. It was bad. And I remember going to that little cricket and passing out. I tried to make it to the other hospital. I left my Marine and tried to make me a blood because they knew what to do. My body, my blood pressure was so high that I couldn't control my bowel movement. That's how bad it was. But the thing about it is, I've been through so much in my life, but I know every time I go through a darkness that God is in control. And I just want to encourage somebody today. Whitney, we're going to still be talking because we're about to get into the good part. But I want to encourage somebody today that whatever you go through, trust God. Trust him when you can't praise him. Sometimes you want to take people with you, and God said they can't go. But those who are supposed to be there will stay. Those who are supposed to be connected will be connected, especially when you got somebody praying, or especially when you're praying. And the hedge of protection, that Psalms 91, can't no demon in hell rattle it. His word is a living word. I don't care what sorcery you got operating, what word curses, what your conjuring, it's not going to work in the mighty name of Jesus, because his word is a living word. And when everything else passed away, only thing will stand is his word. And that's why God said his word won't return void. I don't care what somebody do to you. Put the Psalms 91 on it. Read God's word. Seek his face. He is in total control. Ask God, Father God, whatever the plans that you have for my life, because I chose this for me, but what is your will for me? Let your will be done over my life. That's when I pray. I ask God for something, but I go back and say, well, God, if it's your will, because I want his will, his inheritance for my life, because my life is not my own. He has a plan and a purpose. That's why he called us in the earth realm. And so I want to say that to somebody today, but listen, through all the through the stuff that we took ourselves through, Whitney, okay, because we built some ditches for ourselves, okay, and God brought us out of that too. Lord, I thank you, and we're not going to make it like it was mediocre, because we had fun. And this is the thing. You can love God and still have fun, people. Don't get it twisted. The Bible says it's not what enters a man, it's what come out, and that's why I tell people I'm spiritual and not religious, okay? I'm not a traditional. I love God. And I do try to keep the laws, but if I fall short, I get up, I repent, and I turn. And a lot of people need to hear that, because some people still caught up in tradition and religious dogma, as T.D. Jakes call it. But Whitney, listen, God has been good to us, okay? And I want to talk to people about you being a business owner, because through all of that, even at hospital, you kept all of your businesses. You kept everything going in the mighty name of Jesus. God had people lined up. You didn't miss a beat. And your businesses were still flourishing. I mean, you were able to move people. And I just want to talk about that. Let's talk about your business and things you got going on, because I know you got multiple streams of income, clothing line, boutique. You got makeup line. I mean, let's talk about that.
Yes, I do have a boutique. I've had a boutique for 4 years now. My boutique is called Classic Chic Boutique. I also am a makeup artist, and I have my own clothing line called Doll Gang. I also just took a class, so I will be doing I will be starting to do microblading, and I will be doing mink lashes as well. I also sell wigs as well. time when I was in the hospital, I was able to keep my business running. I had my family to support me and help me through that time. But I was in the hospital bed ordering things for my boutique. And I was still getting shipments shipped to my boutique and still running my boutique and still posting and advertising my clothes and everything while I was in the hospital.
Hallelujah.
And right before the day of my accident, I had a photo shoot at launching my dog gang collection. And I thank God that I was able to still push all my clothing lines through my boutique.
Hallelujah.
And everything. But God blessed me He took me through it, but he didn't strip me of everything. He didn't strip me of my boutique. And that's what I'm most grateful for, that I didn't lose my boutique. Even with going to jail and everything, that he kept my boutique, he kept my business, that I didn't lose everything. He took away from me that wasn't needed, but he did take away my business, and I'm forever thankful for that.
Well, would you say, if you really look at it in the spiritual realm, no matter who came, no matter who left, no matter what happened to you, no matter what you did to cause something to happen to you, what God has for you is for you. Do you agree? Whitney, are you there? Hello? Well, let me say
here.
It for
her. I'm listening. Okay. I'm listening.
Okay, I was saying, so whatever God has, what we agree on is that no matter what you went through, no matter what you did to yourself to go through or who did whatever to you, details don't matter. We wrestle not with flesh and blood. But God never, so what we agree what God has for you is for you, correct?
Correct.
I don't know if Whitney's phone is right. Okay. So with that, the reason why I'm saying that, because I want to talk to somebody. That boutique to me is not a regular boutique. It's a representation of someone having two physical children and someone having a spiritual child. And the boutique is a representation of something that God put in your life, no matter who went, who left, that no man can take it, no matter what they do, no matter what happened to you. He gave you the blueprint, the vision. So that means it was in his will for your life. It's an inheritance from our spiritual father, our first father, our Father in heaven, hallowed be his name. So that means he ordained it for you. And with that boutique,
yes,
it's like he always bring you back to it, which is a significant,
yes,
a representation of God being present there. And he gave you this vision. He's going to see it through because it's his baby as well. And so that means,
mm-hmm,
if God gives you a plan, somebody, because he says, I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not cause calamity. If you want your plan and the purpose for your life, you seek ye first the kingdom of God. And if he know the plan that he have for you, as long as you seeking him, that's all that he require. He's going to prosper it. He's going to purpose it. And you working in it, faith without works, that you're working in it. She was in the hospital and still working the baby, still nurturing that baby that God,
yes,
gave. And God is still blessing that baby. That's a spiritual baby. So that means can't nobody take it. They can't see it. If they take the idea, this one came from God. So many can open one. That's why some people get caught up in saying, well, God told me to do this, but they doing it. I don't want to be a copycat. If God told you, that's not your mother. That's not your cousin. That's not a mob boss. God is bigger than mob bosses. He's bigger than presidents. If that's your father, if that's our father, and daddy told you to do it, I don't care who else is doing it. That means God face is here. That means his hand is in it. When his hand is in it, you shall call it blessed. When his hand is in it, I don't care what happened to you. It is blessed. It is covered. It's solidified on the foundation of Jesus Christ. It don't matter what you do, you can't take it. It don't matter what you do, you can't lose it. Because God's purpose is bigger. Lord, I thank you. Whitney, that's a spiritual baby. I want to tell you that. God's hand is in that. Where God is taking you in your life, and you know, sis, we've been praying for years. When you was in the hospital, different things, jail time, and we were shoplifting. When we had disagreements, we got back together, we cried, we've done things. You know, we had our little bust down moments as young girls. We went to the club, we did that. But look at our life, Whitney.
Right.
When we made mistakes, look at where God has us. Look at God.
Right.
Not us. Because, first of all, we didn't have to be in the world. Let me clear that up. My mom had 5 kids, but we didn't have to. She was real strict. We had a choice. We had a choice.
Right.
And most of my mom, dad, and everybody, we went close to them. They're all mostly military. We had a choice. My grandmother's family, most of them, her brothers were military. And my grandma and them, they were fine. We had a choice. We chose. My mom chose. We had a choice. And this is our choice, but God's plan and his purpose and will is bigger. So when I look back over my life, Whitney, and I look at everything I've been through, so those of you who are listening, all of the testimonies, every time I pray, every time I prophesy, what makes me happy more than anything in this world is doing the will of God. When you find something that makes you happy and you can't shake it, it's purpose. What makes me happy is building people, speaking into their life, encouraging them. That's my purpose in this earth realm, no matter how God got to use me to get it, to draw wealth, to do whatever, because he called me to marketplace ministry. That's what makes me happy. Business. Being a mom is second. Business is third. I love making business transactions, business deals. When God introduced me to the business world, it saved my life. I mean, it was just good for me. But I just thank God. But the baby, the businesses, all of that works together, being a mom. Whitney, how was your experience of being a mom? Let's talk about the boys, my nephews, your baby.
It's wonderful being a mom. I have a great support system, and my 7-year-old, he turned 7 yesterday. Makai is you ask him what he wants to be when he grow up. That's what he said. That's what he want to be when he grow up. It's a pastor, and he plays with his toys, and he line them up like they in a church pew. And he preaches to them.
Yes.
And my mom often says that when Kyle, he shouts, he praises the Lord. He turns on his shout music and he gets to going and he prays me and he preaches. And my mom said, that baby is covering you.
Hallelujah. Yes, God.
And so, and Mason, he just turned 2. And he's just my baby boy, and my son they love each other dearly, and I'm so thankful to have my kids, and Mason, he clings to me because, you know, when I had him, I went through so much, and I was going through so many storms and heartache and everything, so it's like we're best friends. It's like we're just we're so close to each other. And whenever I leave, since I was away from him for so long, I went to jail and I was away from him. And then not long after that, I got in a car accident and I was away from him because he had to go stay with his dad and his grandma. And so He clings to me because he want to make sure that he stays with his mama, that his mama is not leaving him again.
Yeah.
So, but I'm blessed to have my kids and to be their mom.
Hallelujah. And I what I love about it, I used to always say when I become mom, I gotta have a nanny, I want more kids. But basically, when I look it up, we have had nannies along the way in a sense. I had grandma and my cat is mostly who kept Journey, and you have a great support system with your family. And I said yesterday to you when we were doing, because we running businesses right now, and I said, well, Whitney, you got us a nanny when we was taking the kids to the hotel, so I said you got a nanny. And I knew she did, y'all. It's not even a joke. Like, I know, like, we're going to have full-time nannies one day. I believe it, Whitney, so you mark this day, okay? Because I'm going to have another baby. I want one, but I got to have a nanny. And I'm telling you, as a mom, when you're doing different things, you need help. But there's nothing like being a mother. Like, nothing compared. I needed my daughter. I needed her.
Right.
And I can honestly say that. Like, she was that
like, first of all, I always wanted to be a mom. I used to say because I wanted to be like my grandma, which is so crazy. And my, I wanted to be a grandma. I never wanted to be a mom, which is weird. I know to some people I used to say that to my grandma all the time. And she used to say, well, baby, you know, in order to be a grandma, you got to be a mama first. And I was like, that's no mama. But the thing about it is I love being a mom. And I love what God is doing in both of our lives. I love my daughter. She makes me pull my hair out. She makes me cry. She makes me laugh. She makes me happy.
Right.
I love her.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, all of that. I am. It's a whole roller coaster, but I wouldn't change it for anything in the world. When she sometimes I say, I love when Drake sleeps.
Right.
Go ahead.
When my kids sleep, I kiss them and they sleep. I kiss them and I pray over them.
Hallelujah.
When they're asleep.
Yeah.
And it's just a wonderful thing because it's a love that you, it's a love that you never felt before. That you know genuinely that someone is looking up to you and that they love you and that they need you.
Yeah. And Whitney, you couldn't have said it any better because. And when I look at Journey sometimes, I'm like, I remember when she was a baby. And I wondered, like, how was I going to do it? I didn't know anything about, I knew, you know, Whitney, I could watch kids and stuff. And be. I was good with them. But I couldn't give her back. I said, well, God, I can't.
We
can
believe.
Right, Whitney, look, I said, well. Right, and Whitney, you know, I was good with Kai and everybody, but I was like, I could get him back. Like, I could bring Kai back home, or after we did his birthday party, he was still with you. But how was I going to stay full time? And it was, like, causing me anxiety before I had her because I was like, I don't know if I'm going to be a great mom. I don't know if I got what it takes to be a mother because being a mom, it takes more experience than having a job, first of all. I'm talking about the president can't even be a mom, maybe. The qualifications might not be there. Okay? Because a mom is a real job to those of you out there. To real mothers and fathers, I salute you because it's a real thing. Because, first of all, the baby
and
doesn't belong to you.
Especially running a business. Running a business and everything. And I remember when I was working. I was working 12 hours. Before my accident, I was working and I was running my boutique. And I was still going, you know, just stealing and doing stuff. I had no business. And I remember sitting in my car one day, and I just cried. I was on break at work. And I just sat in my car, and I was crying because I was exhausted.
Jesus.
And I wanted to quit my job.
My God.
I was just tired. I was tired of trying to work 12 hours and try to run a business and take makeup appointments. I would work 12 hours on a job and get off and go to my boutique and work 6 hours there. And I felt like I wasn't being a good mom because I didn't have time for my kids the way I wanted to have time for them.
Yes,
I didn't get to spend time with my kids like I wanted to because I was so driven. I was working and I was trying to run my business. And I was like, God, what do I do? Because I didn't want to quit my job because it was stability.
Yes.
And I didn't want to turn back over to doing things that I wasn't supposed to do. And that's why I kept my job because it kept me out of trouble.
Yes.
And so.
And Whitney, you know. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
And you saying that is good for me to hear. I want to say that to you. And to the mothers out there, I want to say, don't beat yourself up about it, but find time because you know how I worked in the car business. And I remember one day my sister said to me, well, Grandma and Aunt Kat raising Journey. That's our grandmother, sister, Aunt Kat. They raising Journey. And I was like, no, they're not, you know, because I worked almost 12 hours a day in the car business. But let me tell you, because I worked so much, I was making a lot of money. So I felt like as long as I can give her the life she needs, but I had to. People don't understand, as a real parent, it's hard for you. So what I had to do was psychologically, when I was at work, I had to block Journey out in my mind. But I couldn't move out of my heart, of course. But I had to, like, I prayed over her. I knew she was okay because I know God's hand was in it.
in his face. That was his baby first. I gave her back to God when she was a baby. And when she was three, she decided to get saved on her own. And so I thank God. But I gave her back to God because I needed him to protect my babies. I needed him to break generational curse. I needed him to cover me and my heart because I felt like that. Yeah, because at one point my mommy used to tell me, you work too much. And then they used to say, they raised the journey. Well, if I didn't do it, if I didn't work, if I didn't do it, nobody was going to give her the life that I was. And the money is not everything. Right. So I would take her to work with me sometimes. When I would get off, I made sure I stayed up. We would go to bed sometimes 11 o'clock at night because I wanted to play with her. I wanted mommy time. Sometimes 1 in the morning, I wanted to read to her. I wanted to hide in the tent with her. I needed to do that for me. And sometimes it was like I needed to do that out of guilt for trying to provide a life. Because I don't discredit government assistance. I don't, because I don't have food stamps and everything. I like food stamps, but I didn't want to live under Station 8. I didn't want to live under housing authority. That was my choice, but only not because I didn't want. I would have took it if they would have gave it to me, but because I didn't get it because I didn't want them in my business, and I probably couldn't have got on it anyway because I was making too much money. But I done had it before when I was first 18, but I didn't have kids. What I'm saying was I wanted to live how I wanted to live, nobody checking my house, nobody in my business. And so it's just parents, this is Independence Day. God knows how he's ordering your steps. Don't beat yourself up about things happening in the past because you can't change it. You can't go back and get it. All you can do is live for today. And you can't worry about tomorrow. Let the cares of tomorrow worry about themselves. And that's what the Bible says. Well, you need your phone right quick because it's making some kind of echo. And then come back in. But, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But now it's fine. But, yeah, let the cares of tomorrow worry about themselves. And you worry about today. And you can't go back and get it. Love on your babies because it doesn't matter what we buy them. It doesn't mean a thing. Because they want time. They don't understand finances. You can buy them any kind of shoes and clothes, but if they feel real, genuine love, love in the Bible says covers a multitude of sins. Love. All I wanted for Journey when I had her was genuine love. You didn't have to buy my baby nothing. God bless us. We okay. But I just wanted genuine, and I still want just genuine love for her. And that's all I desire. And so to everybody out there listening, if we want that for our baby, then that's what we require. Genuine love, hatred, protection, all of that. We must give it. We must give it as well. And when you're giving it, you cover up your sin. And when you're covering up your sin, you're in the will of God. When you're loving on purpose, because God is love. God is patient. God is kind. He is the fruits of the Spirit. That's a representation of our Father in heaven. And through all the things we go through, we must remember to love one another, to love, period. And God says, love your enemies though they despitefully use you. We'll love them. We'll love them anyway. Go on about your business. Because if I hate you, if I anger you, which I have done, and I learn to forgive and forget, if I do that, then I'm going to miss my blessing. But because I know that my daddy's plan for my life, because he's my daddy, and your daddy, Whitney, and whoever's listening, Father, his plan is bigger than ours. His plan is perfect. Then I'm going to love you anyway because if my daddy lets you do this to me, then guess what? What don't kill you make you stronger. Pain hurts the flesh, but it's food for the spirit. It's food for the spirit. And I decree and declare with everybody listening to this broadcast today that whatever antidote of pain you have had, surrender it to God and love through it. Learn to forgive yourself. Forgive the people that hurt you, that betrayed you. Forgive them and forgive you. And go forth and love anyway. Not saying you don't have to deal with them because God said they're unclean. Get off the way, get off amongst them. That means if somebody is toxic for you, get off and away, get away from them. If it's not edifying, if it's not building, cultivating, you must separate. There's a mandate for you to keep going higher. Surround yourself with positive people. Y'all might not always agree, but you know they have your back. They're loyal. You know they have your back. They love you. You know they have your back. They're going to tell you the truth. You know they have your back. They're patient. You know they have your back. They're just going to push you. You don't want somebody all the time who's just taking from you. You want somebody who's going to give and take, because you should give and take as well, lender and a borrower. Remember those people that when you were in the cave. And I also want you to remember the people who made you feel like you was going in the grave, because they were important as well. Thank you. And that's enough for you to forgive your enemy. That's enough for you to forgive those that broke your heart, that hurt you, that betrayed you. I know. Look back over your life. You betrayed me, but look what God did. Because you separated from me, boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, I got better. Because I lost that job, God gave me greater. Because you wasn't a part of the plan, God brought in the people who was. And now look at us. It catapulted. So look at it like, I thank you for being there when you were there. Because God has a season and a time for everybody in your life. But you are in control of the clock. When God is, he'll reveal things to you. And when it's not edifying, when it does not produce, when it does not live up to the standard of what our Father called for our life, we must remove ourselves. Accountability. We must separate. We have to love ourselves enough that if this thing is toxic for us, we remove ourselves when they won't move. We tell them, I can't deal with you. We tell that job, I can't stay here. It's not a part of the plan. We tell them, if you got to go, you go. Because if this is the will God has for my life, he's going to solidify it. So let it be. Let it be. We have to be strong enough to let it be. We have to be strong enough. We have to. And if you find that love in yourself, when you love yourself enough, that's what makes you strong. When you love yourself enough, then it doesn't matter who leave or who stay. But when they stay, you know that's in the will of God. And when they leave, it's in the will of God. Because the enemy can't do anything to you without permission from God. It is well with our Father. And I have peace in that storm. Because we are eagles and we rest in storms. We created for it. We soar within storms. And that's why God is in control. And when that happens, we just look, go back to the drawing board. Okay, God, this happened. What do I do? And he'll tell you sometimes, just rest. Just rest and let me do it. I'm going to recalibrate this thing for you. I got a ram in the bush because I always do. I just wanted to see where your obedience was. I needed to know if this is what I called your life to. Would you still work it? Whitney, and that's good for you. Would you work it when you're in the hospital bed? Would you still push it when you away from the babies? Would you still push it when you're heartbroken? Would you still show up when nobody else did? And that's obedience. That's obedience. And then you don't have to sacrifice anything. And then God will add unto you, and he'll launch you. Will you still do it when everybody turned from you? Will you still work the vision that I gave, because it's not about you? I got some people that I'm going to bless through you birthing that business. I got some people that I'm going to pull up. Those people were there for a reason and a season. The clock has run out. Let them be. Let them go. Y'all need to quit holding on to people. This for me too. That should not be, because it's taking up space for what should be. And what should be could be the key to your next level. What should be could be the key to change your whole life. What should be will stabilize your whole life. What should be. See, Whitney, I understand why you was in the hospital working the business. Because, see, you was talking to your babies, because I'm in the prophetic. You was talking to your babies, but you was working the business. See, the babies was taken care of, but God gave you a baby from the heaven. That's a spiritual baby, that business. That business, I came by to serve notice that it's a spiritual baby, so that means what I know about something being delivered from the spiritual realm, it's not about you. See, Kai and Mason belong to God first before they belong to you. They belong to God first. He got his babies, okay? But this business, this business, this tangible, this one, it's spiritual, and it's ordained, because when you go through it, go through. So you can go through and kind of, they don't feel nothing. You get what I'm saying? Because they feel love.
Right.
They created the image of, right. We created the image of his likeness, characteristics, and personality. They want mama, but they surrounded by so much love, it's almost like a distraction point. Even though they don't want mama. You get what I'm saying? They are okay. They're protected. They're fed. They're clothed. They have fun. But this business, this spiritual baby, if you don't nurture it, because you got the vision, you know how it's supposed to go. You know what God told you. And you know what destiny, what purpose of your life is tied into this baby. I know you know, because he give us glimpses. And he got sent prophecies. You get what I'm saying? So you know that, right. God is taking you somewhere. Let's look at this thing spiritual. This is for those who are listening. God even used me to prophesy to you, Whitney, multiple streams of income, that you're going to be a millionaire, billionaire, that you're going to have makeup lines that launch over the world. You're going to do X, Y, and Z. You get what I'm saying? So let's look at over your life, all the things you've been through. Let's look to the day when God let you open up the business. Let's look to the day when you felt like you wanted to throw in a towel. Let's look to the day when your workers walked away. Let's look to the day where you couldn't pay people. Let's look to the day when you were still lost in the streets. Let's look to the days when you went to jail. Let's look to the day when you was in a hospital. Now let's look at today. How your spiritual baby is growing. How that baby is ordained to be in your life. It don't matter who try to do it. God won't let that one move. It don't matter who try to steal it. God won't move that one. I'm talking about that's where you know it's ordained. It doesn't matter what happens. It can't move. If you keep nurturing it, feeding it, clothing it, then that thing is going to multiply. If you keep adding on to it, it's going to become. Because your obedience, God is going to produce in it. If you keep doing it, God is going to produce. And what do you mean God is going to produce in it? It's a building. It's a business. What he's going to do is launch you through it. You taking care of his vision that he gave you. He's going to bless you through it. Because you was obedient when it got real. Because when that baby cried, you cried too. That's what he's going to do. He's going to do a manifestation. And God prescribes before he describes. He does a mandate before he manifests. It happens in the spiritual realm first. God has you connected to that business for a divine reason. He has you connected to that business. By the third year, that business will be in a new building. That business will be in catapult. That business will be on magazines. That business will be in change. It doesn't matter what happens. God will let you build it again. God is going to catapult that business. It doesn't matter. As well as we go through stages, that business got to go through stages of levels of growing. If you want to throw in the towel, God is, he's testing your relationship with his divine connection with you and that business with that spiritual baby. Will you stand up when everybody leaves? Will you abort the vision that I gave you when it don't look easy, when it don't look like you're going to walk again? Will you give up on it? You sat in that hospital bed and you birthed that baby, and God will take care of you. Do you hear me? Listen, you need to start preparing to keep your personal assistance. You need to be prepared for where God is about to take you, because we are there now. So those of you who are listening, I don't care who left, God says you're still on schedule. And the good thing about it is they left and they thought they rocked you. They left and they thought it was over for you. They counted you out because you had an uh-oh. And God said it ain't over until I say it's over. It ain't over until I say it's over. And we said, God, what should we call you? As Moses said, he said, I am that I am, whatever you need me to be, because I'm omnipotent, I'm nisi, I'm omnipresent, and I'm all-knowing God, and I'm in everything. So that means if I'm still there, it's still won't. If I still got Ruah in your body, my breath, my spirit, then it's still moving. Let's go. This is the year you will be independent. This is Independence Day. So those of you, people walked away from you recently, then I came by to tell you today is a day that you shall celebrate. Today is a day as a representation that God gonna walk with you, that God is walking with you, that you keep seeking first the kingdom of God. He'll add everything else. You go back to the drawing board and build it again in the mighty name of Jesus. Signs, miracles, and wonders shall follow you all the days of your life. This is the year of rebirth. This is the year of restoration. This is the year of divine creation. This is the year where you become everything that God called you to be. Because darkness comes first in your life. Every new level has a new devil. And if you got an antidote of darkness recently, that's because life is next. Whitney, I thank God for you being on the show today, girl. We got 90 seconds, Whitney. I thank God for you being on the show today. I want you to come back. I'm going to interview you soon. And I just love you with the love of God, my sister in Christ, my sister in the earth.
I love you too, and I thank you for having me today.
Yes. And can you tell everybody real quick how to reach out to you, or can you tell them your website or anything?
My website is classychicsonline.com. And my boutique is Classic Chic Boutique. I am on 484 East Backside Road. And come see me anytime. You can find me on Facebook, Whitney Littlejohn, to schedule any appointments for makeup or anything.
And that is Spartanburg, South Carolina, for those of you who are listening.
Yes, Spartanburg, South Carolina.
29301. And Whitney, I thank God for you, and I love you with the love of God. And I'll be calling you shortly.
Thank
Have
you.
A blessed day, sir.
All right.
You're welcome. Everybody, I just thank you for tuning in today. I thank God for letting us live today. And everybody, I pray that you be blessed in the mighty name of Jesus.
I know that it seems sometimes that no matter what you do, no matter how hard you work, striving to make things better in your life, but for some reason you're not getting nowhere. Well, I want you to turn to the one next to you and tell them, you tried your way, it didn't work, no. You put him second,
yeah,
and put